All right. It's medication time. It's time for another Dr. Varga podcast. So it's Dr. Varga. And it's this episode, I will be reviewing The Thing, which is a 1982 American science fiction horror film directed by John Carpenter, written by Bill Lancaster. It's based on a 1938 John W. Campbell Jr. novella, Who Goes There? It tells the story of a group of American researchers in Antarctica would encounter the Thing, a parasitic alien extraterrestrial life form that assimilates and then imitates other organisms. The group is overcome by paranoia and conflict as they learn they can no longer trust each other and that one of them or multiple ones of them could be the Thing. It stars Kurt Russell as the team's helicopter pilot, RJ McCready, and features Wilford Brimley, DK Carter, David Glenman, Keith David, Richard Dysart, Charles Hallahan, Peter Maloney, Richard Messer, Donald Moffat, Joel Polis, and Thomas G. Waits. And this movie is like easily one of my favorite movies ever. Like, it's dark, it's brooding, it's got disgusting and grotesque special effects, macabre special effects. Of course, it's one of the greatest movies ever. This is like one of the greatest science fiction and horror movies ever made, or both. It's like one of the best combos ever. It's like right up there with like Alien. And aliens and all that kind of stuff. Let me go into this one. In Antarctica, a Norwegian helicopter pilot pursues a sled dog to an American research station. The Americans witness a Norwegian passenger accidentally blow up the helicopter and himself. The Norwegian pilot fires a rifle and shouts at the Americans, but they cannot understand him, and he is shot dead in self-defense by station commander Gary. The American helicopter pilot, RJ McCready, and Dr. Cooper leave to Copper investigate the Norwegian base. Among the charred ruins and frozen corpses, they find burned remains of a malformed humanoid, which they recovered to the American station. The biologist Blair performs autopsies on the remains and finds a normal set of human organs. Clark kennels the sled dog and soon metamorphosizes and absorbs the station dog as it turns into like a grotesque creature. The disturbance alerts the team, and Child uses a flamethrower to incinerate the creature. Blair autopsies the new creature and learns that it can perfectly imitate other organisms. Recovered Norwegian data leads the Americans to a large excavation site containing a partially buried alien spacecraft and a smaller human-sized dig site. Norris estimates that the alien ship had been buried for at least 100,000 years. Blair grows paranoid that the creature could assimilate all life on Earth in a matter of years. The station implements controls to reduce the risk of assimilation. The dead, malformed humanoid creature assimilates isolated Bennings and Windows interrupts the process and McCready burns the Bennings thing. Murray sabotages all the vehicles, kills the remaining sled dogs, and destroys the radio to prevent escape. Team imprisons him in a tool shed. Copper suggests the test to compare each member's blood against uncontaminated blood held in the storage. But after learning that the blood stores have been destroyed, the men lose faith in Gary, and McCready takes command. McCready, Windows, and Knowles find Fuchs's burnt corpse and surmise he committed suicide to avoid assimilation from the creature. Windows returns to base while McCready and Knowles investigate McCready's shack. On their return, Knowles abandons McCready in a snowstorm, believing he has been assimilated after finding his torn clothes in the shack. The team debate whether not to allow McCready inside. He breaks in and holds a group at bay with dynamite. During this encounter, Norris appears to suffer a heart attack. As Copper attempts to defibrillate Norris, his chest transforms into a large mouth and bites off Copper's arms, killing him. McCready incinerates the Norris thing, but its head detaches and attempts to escape before being burnt, which is a great scene because it had like spider legs on it and whatnot, and like it turns into like a disgusting creature. McCready is then forced to kill Clark in self-defense when the latter lunges at him from behind with a knife. He hypothesizes that the Norris thing's head demonstrated that every part of the thing's individual life form with its own survival instinct. He sequentially tests blood samples with a heated piece of wire. Everyone passes the test except Palmer, whose blood jumps from the heat. Palmer transforms and infects Windows, forcing McCready to burn them both. Childs is left on guard while the others go to test Blair. They find that Blair has escaped and is using vehicle components to assemble a small spacecraft. On their return, Childs is missing and the power generator is destroyed. McCready speculates that the Thing intends to return to hibernation until a rescue team arrives. McCready, Gary, and Knowles decide to detonate the entire station to destroy the Thing. As they set explosives, Blair kills Gary and Knowles disappears. Blair transforms into a giant, enormous creature and destroys the detonator. McCready triggers explosives using a stick of dynamite, destroying the base. McCready sits nearby as the station burns. Childs returns, saying that he became lost in a storm while pursuing Blair. Dustin and Sully freeze in that they acknowledge the futility of the distrust and share a bottle of scotch, knowing that neither one of them can do anything if the other one's a creature. Amazing stuff here. Two thumbs away. One of the greatest movies ever. I highly recommend that you watch this movie if you're a horror or science fiction fan. Peace of Peeps, have a good one. Podcast, Corey, again, Sunny, myself, Swooned on Rockstar Ryan, and our producers, the OGs. Peeps, have a good one.